We have a few stories about space for you this hour, and we start with President Bush, who just a short while ago announced a new space initiative that would develop a way for Americans to return to the moon by the year 2015. The moon would ostensibly serve as a base for much more ambitious missions, including to Mars. Here are some of the president's remarks.
Today we set a new course for America's space program. We will give NASA a new focus and vision for future exploration. We will build new ships to carry man forward into the universe, to gain a new foothold on the moon, and to prepare for new journeys to the worlds beyond our own.
That's President Bush speaking in Washington at NASA headquarters within the last hour. Joining me by phone from his office in Connecticut is technology writer Dennis Powell. Hello, Dennis.
How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm well, and thank you for joining us. Tell me, what do you think about this idea to go back to the moon and, as the president said, establish colonies that would be there for longer and longer periods of time?
Well, it's something that's certainly going to please NASA watchers and people who've been involved in the space program, who've been calling for this for 30 years or more. They would just as soon have left out the shuttle project entirely, because now we have a destination. Now we have something to do. Going round and round in low Earth orbit was kind of unsatisfying and very, very expensive for what we got out of it.
Are there actually plans to go to the moon? That is, does NASA have somewhere in a back cupboard plans for a moon base? And what would it look like, and what would happen?
Oh, heavens, I hope they don't have one in the cupboard, because it would be the one from 1989 when they proposed some sort of gold-plated thing that would have cost hundreds of billions of dollars. This is stuff that is going to need to get invented right from the ground up. We don't even have rocket boosters that will get us to the moon anymore. But we've learned a lot in the 31 years and change since last we were on the moon, so it's there's a good chance that it can be brought about without too much difficulty. All of the plans that I've ever seen for a moon base have involved modular things, not really unlike the International Space Station. The idea that some of it would be constructed from materials found on the moon, which the president mentioned, is an interesting possibility, and one I think that we would all like to see happen. How well that works out remains to be seen, but as President Kennedy said in 1961, when we were going to go to the moon, we're doing it because it's hard. And this would certainly be difficult, but perhaps we're up to it.
The president did mention that indeed he wanted to go on to other worlds, and I think he mentioned Mars. He said we're going to try a mission to Mars eventually.
I think that's true. In the course of talking with people involved in planning for this over the last few months, it's become increasingly clear that the immediate goal is the moon, and we see how it goes. And in fact, it would be pretty silly right now to say we're going to go to Mars in 2030 or 2035, because a lot of things are going to need to be invented between now and then, and we simply don't know how long that's going to take. On the other hand, technological development tends to get pushed by having a goal of the sort that the president announced today.
And I know that the president has suggested a kind of an increment to NASA's budget over the next few years. What about dollars?
Well, nobody knows. It's certainly there's a trillion-dollar figure being kicked around, and heaven only knows where that came from. No version of reality I've been able to find, because the space shuttle program is going to be phased out, which many of us think is a good thing, and that money will be put into the development. Private industry is going to have to pay a little bit more of the research and development involved, but that's a good thing because of the fact that they also get the money from the spinoffs.
Dennis Powell, thank you. Dennis is a technology writer and is working on a history of the space shuttle.